This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Now, Lindsay, we've had some feedback from Bill. He's informed us that our show has been, quote, bloody boring. So you better bring it right now with your Scando news. And I'd also like to reach out an olive branch to Bill and offer him to come in and be our volunteer producer every Tuesday morning, help us out with the content. It's good fun at 6:30 a.m. thinking through ideas and planning a darn show, Bill. Where are we? We need you. We need you on the team. Send through some ideas. But in the meantime, this is your last ever Scando News.
It is. And unfortunately, the premise of Scando News is that I find the most boring news of the week in Scandinavia and wrap it up in a nice, interesting bow, present it to everyone in the studio and am heckled.
Well, Bill, if you haven't heard Scando News before, you'll be pleased to know that we do play a bit of ABBA underneath it. So that does jazz up the segment slightly. So with that in mind, we now present to you Scando, Scando, Scando News. With the ABBA. It's beautiful. What do you got for us, Lynn?
Well, for my final Scando News, I took a moment of reflection and looked back at all of the Scando News that I have brought in for the last year and a little bit. I've crunched the numbers because the only thing that I love more than boring news from Scandinavia is statistics and data. And I wanted to reveal the countries that received the most attention over the past year and a bit. Any guesses for which country out of Denmark, Norway, Finland and Sweden had the most news?
Sweden.
Close. First it was Finland.
We're all going to be close. It's the same region of the world.
First was Finland. They had the most, followed by Sweden, followed by Denmark and Norway last. I do remember I threw in a couple of stories about the Faroe Islands in there.
Oh, love the Faroe Islands.
But I didn't copy and paste every single news that I ever put into my run sheets each week, but that's fine. Mostly from Finland. And I just wanted to reflect on some of the most interesting of the boring talk topics that I've brought in.
Please.
Some of them you'll remember. So there's the one, the Arctic fox sets new record after walking from Norway to Canada in 76 days.
I remember the Arctic fox.
That one stumped me. That was actually a two-parter because the first one, I didn't understand what sea ice or ice sheets were. And then we had several messages in the following week from very, very generous people who explained the concepts to me. I love that one. Landmark skyscraper in rural Denmark given thumbs up.
I liked that one as well. Have you checked in on that skyscraper?
I haven't, but hopefully it's plodding along well.
And you look a little bit shell-shocked. The skyscraper, if you can imagine a beautiful, tiny country town in the middle of nowhere in Europe, big bloody skyscraper in the middle. That's interesting news.
Another fun one. Tickets go on sale for Finland, Estonia train tunnel, but the tunnel has yet to be built. Selling tickets already. Hopefully it goes ahead. Another one, debut of Finland's tallest flagpole delayed over safety concerns. Love that one.
Yep. Yeah, this is, and this was some of the less interesting ones that Lindsay seemed to find rather thrilling.
Here are some good ones. Finland to turn off halogen lamps as EU ban starts. That was a cracker, wasn't it? Remember that one?
Cracker's a, yeah.
This was in my second week doing the show. Bans on barbecues eased in parts of Sweden. I think we all remember that one, don't we?
I think that's when the heckling really took a turn for the worst, and that's when the segment became quite aggressive. I can actually remember Daisy's face. I'm pretty sure she was here for that. I remember an extreme type of disappointment went across her face.
We do joke a lot that a lot of my Scando News does revolve around transport. The data, I didn't crunch the numbers on how many stories were about transport, but the numbers would reflect that, yes, I do fancy a transport story, but still my number one favourite story that I've ever brought in was whale with harness could be Russian weapon, say Norwegian experts. That was an actual interesting story, probably the only interesting story of the 50 or so that I've brought in. It was from, if you want to look it up after, it was extremely interesting.
That was fascinating.
It was from...
Because it was wearing a harness.
Yeah, it was from The Guardian. This whale showed up and was wearing some sort of harness with Russian insignia on it. It insignia. Was very interesting. So thank you, everybody, for joining me for Scando News over the past year and a little bit. I hope that the tradition will continue in the future. Try to do your best, Greta, Daisy and Ando, but, you know, just remember how it started.
Are we allowed to continue on with the tradition?
I'll allow you.
We've had a lovely message in. You're going to like this.
Here
it's from Craig. Craig says, I've loved Scando News. What will I do without it? Well, Craig, we've just had official permission to continue on with it. So what do you say, Lens?
Yes, I'll let you.
I like the hesitation. You'll
just
let us do it?
Just make sure it's as boring as it possibly can be. No interesting stories, no current affairs, nothing that you'd see in the actual reputable news. You've got to dig deep.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.